Sophie spotted her scooter buried underneath some patio chairs. Violet peered around her sister, looking for her own scooter.
Sophie, look back there!
What, where?
In the corner, what is that?
Looks like a stuffed toy. Dad probably tossed it in last week. Parker, did you leave one of your dolls outside? What?
Parker brought her scooter to a stop in front of the shed.
There's a doll in the back of the shed.
I'll get it.
Parker climbed over a pile of patio furniture. She retrieved the toy and brought it out.
It's an elf doll.
Parker set the elf on the ground, moving back so everyone could see.
Whose elf is it?
Violet leaned down to examine the doll more closely.
Wait, what is it holding?
The elf was holding a cube in its hands.
How's that cube staying there?
Max shrugged, reaching down and taking the cube from the elf's hands.
This looks like one of those fidget cubes.
Max pushed and pressed the various buttons and switches. Suddenly, there was a burst of light, followed by complete darkness. Seconds later, the sun was shining again.
Whoa, what just happened?
Violet's eyes were wide as she looked around.
Where's the elf?
The elf was gone.
Max took it.
Sophie glared at her brother.
No, I didn't.
Max held out his empty hands as proof.
It's over there!
Violet pointed toward the shed. The kids turned toward the shed. The elf was standing in the doorway.
How is it just standing there?
The elf waved at the children. Once he had their attention, he turned and disappeared into the shed.
I think he wants us to follow him.
I am not going in there.
Sophie crossed her arms in protest.
Step aside.
Parker rushed into the shed.
Parker, get out here. You are not going in there.
Too late.
Parker, get out here.
Sophie looked into the shed.
Parker, I don't see her.
What? We all watched you go in.
Max rolled his eyes as he walked into the shed after Parker.
Do you see her, Max?
Max did not reply.
Now he's not answering.
Violet stepped toward the shed. Sophie grabbed Violet's arm to stop her.
We are not going in there.
It's just a shed, Sophie.
Violet pulled her arm free and stepped into the shed.
You guys, come back. I'll get Mom and Dad.
No one responded. Sophie poked her head into the shed.
Max, Violet, Parker?
With a huff of impatience, Sophie tiptoed carefully into the shed. It wasn't a large shed. She could easily make out the back wall. However, her siblings were gone.
This isn't funny, guys.
Sophie tripped and stumbled her way to the back of the shed. As she neared the wall, her ankle became twisted in a hose and she fell forward. Expecting to hit the wall, Sophie was shocked when she landed with a gentle thud in something soft, cold, and wet.
No?
Sophie looked down at the white powder all around her. Standing up, she brushed herself off and was startled by the thick jacket she now wore. The light sweatshirt she had put on this morning was now a large, puffy jacket. Her jeans had been replaced by snow pants, and thick winter boots now covered her feet. She felt things bulging in her coat pockets. Reaching in one side, she pulled out a pair of thick gloves, and in the other pocket, she found a wool hat. Quickly, she put both on as the cold surrounded her.
We are definitely not in the backyard anymore.